From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. An Iranian domestic airliner has crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains. Iran's official news agency IRNA said all 65 people on board have been killed. Earlier reports said there were 66 people on board, but IRNA said one passenger missed the flight. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yazooj in Isfahan province, a flight of about 560 kilometers. The Iranian Red Crescent said it has deployed teams to the area, but dense fog, high winds, and heavy snow made it impossible for the helicopters to get close to the crash site. Decades of international sanctions have left Iran with an aging commercial airline fleet, and accidents have increased in recent years. The country has been unable to buy airplane parts for needed maintenance or to upgrade its fleet. Latvia's prime minister assured the country and Europe that, quote, there is no sign of danger after anti-corruption police arrested the head of the Latvian Central Bank on Saturday. Neither the prime minister nor the police said why the governor was arrested, but a police spokeswoman said there will be an announcement as soon as possible. The Latvian government plans an emergency meeting on Monday. Russian news reports say a gunman opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people and wounding five others. The shooting happened Sunday outside a church in the town of Kislyar. The assailant was shot by police, but two police officers were wounded. This is VOA News. Israeli